Hey there,
I'm Ellie Cumberbatch, the Assistant Program Manager for CRF OC. On behalf of our organization, I would like to thank you for volunteering your time as an attorney scorekeeper. CRF OC is a nonprofit, nonpartisan civic education organization that has managed the Orange County High School Mock Trial Competition since 1981. Each year, over 40 local high schools and nearly 1,000 students participate in this exciting educational program. We could not run the mock trial competition without your involvement and hope that you find this experience to be a rewarding one. As a reminder, the facts of this year's case are as follows. People vs. Matsumoto is the trial of Bailey Matsumoto, the founder of a technology startup that develops autonomous trucks. Bailey is charged with the murder of Bailey's spouse, Taylor Matsumoto. The prosecution alleges that after Taylor's son Michael died in a tragic accident using one of Bailey's autonomous devices, Taylor founded an organization called Parents Against Autonomous Driving, or PAD. Taylor's involvement in PAD began to financially impact Bailey's autonomous truck company. The prosecution further argues that Bailey's and Taylor's relationship rapidly deteriorated. Just days before Taylor was set to testify in Washington, D.C., in support of a bill titled National Moratorium on Autonomous Technologies, Taylor was found dead, face down in the bathtub. The prosecution claims that Bailey murdered Taylor with premeditation in order to prevent Taylor from testifying and to stop PAD from succeeding. The prosecution claims that on the night of the alleged murder, Bailey provided an already inebriated Taylor with alcohol, then hit Taylor on the head with a golf club, later found in Bailey's car, causing Taylor to fall into the bathtub and drown. The prosecution claims Bailey intended to murder Taylor and make Taylor's death look like an accidental drowning. Desi, Bailey's cousin, placed Bailey in the master bathroom with Taylor the night before Taylor's body was found. The defense argues that Taylor's death was not a murder, but instead an unfortunate accident. The defense argues that when Taylor arrived home the night before Taylor's body was found, Taylor was drunk and highly impaired from alcohol. Taylor proceeded to drink even more that evening and accidentally slipped on spilled champagne, hit Taylor's head on the bathtub trough, and drowned. According to the defense, the alleged weapon of the golf club had been in Bailey's car for days and could not have been used to strike Taylor. Bailey left the bathroom when Taylor was very much alive and did not return. The pretrial issue involves the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches and seizures. There is a question of whether the detective search of the office adjacent to Desi's guest house was constitutional. If the search was unconstitutional, a script written by Bailey with details matching some of the circumstances of Taylor's death may not be used at trial. Now remember that each of the witnesses in the case packet are given gender-neutral names so that students of any sex can portray them in the trial. For this year's case, the victim, Taylor Matsumoto, should be referred to as Taylor, they, or there. You will now hear from the Honorable Richard Lee for tips and guidance on scoring and important competition rules.
Thanks for tuning in to CRF OC's podcast for the Orange County High School Mock Trial Competition. I'm Judge Richard Lee. I am a Superior Court judge in the Orange County Superior Court and have been involved with mock trial as a student participant, attorney coach, attorney scorekeeper, and judge over the last 30 years. Thank you so much for volunteering your time to make this very important program such a success. This portion of the podcast will cover general tips and advice on how to make the most of your volunteer experience. First things first, what is expected of an attorney scorekeeper? Generally, your role is to numerically score the students' presentations based on the criteria listed in the attorney handbook. You should have received the attorney handbook when you submitted your registration form, but don't worry if you forgot to review this information before the mock trial. One of my judicial colleagues will provide a handout listing the scoring criteria when you get into the courtroom. All attorney and witness roles are evaluated on a scale of 1 to 10. The bailiff and clerk roles are scored on a 1 to 5 scale. When evaluating a student performance, CRF OC recommends that scores use 5 as an indication of an average presentation and adjust higher or lower for stronger or weaker presentations. A score of 10 should be reserved for only the most exceptional of performances. If a score of 3 or lower is given, please provide comments on the team roster award nomination form. The most important consideration in scoring is that the ultimate scores reflect the relative differences in the performance of the two teams. Depending on the round, you may find that the teams are very evenly matched, and you will be called upon to make fine distinctions in scoring from attorney to attorney or witness to witness. It is helpful to score the first few attorney and witness scores with a little flexibility to go up or down as the round progresses. You will also be asked to provide a score for team performance and participation. This category should be based on the following criteria. 1. Team members and coaches were courteous, observed general courtroom decorum, and displayed good sportsmanship. 2. All team members were involved in the presentation of the case and actively participated in fulfilling their respective roles. And 3. As much as possible, each trial attorney displayed examination and argumentation skills, and when appropriate, displayed knowledge of the California Simplified Rules of Evidence in making objections. Attorney scorekeepers are asked to also provide brief general comments following the trial. These comments should provide constructive feedback for the teams. Following the general comments, individual students may ask you for feedback on their specific performances. Please remember to be constructive and positive in your comments. Please do not announce a winner or give students their scores. You can also leave written comments on the team roster award nomination forms that are distributed at the start of the trial. You can use this form to nominate those students who did an exceptional job for individual awards. CRF OC will send these sheets to the coaches following the trial. Important things to consider. 1. Students are limited to the information in the case packet. They may not conduct outside research or cite laws that are not part of the materials. 2. Scores should not evaluate the legal merits of the case. And 3. Mock trials are bench trials. Students may not address attorney scorekeepers as if they were members of a jury. Special mock trial rules to keep in mind. 1. Students are limited to the objections in the case materials. 2. There is no recross allowed, just direct, cross, and redirect. 3. Outside the scope of direct is not an allowable objection on cross, but outside the scope of cross is an allowable objection on redirect. 4. The attorney who conducts the cross-examination of a witness is the only person allowed to make objections during the direct examination of the witness. 5. Objections are not permitted during opening statements and closing arguments. 6. It is each student's responsibility to work closely within the record. An objection of unfair extrapolation is allowable for the purposes of the mock trial competition when a witness creates a material fact not included in his or her official record. A material fact is one that would likely impact the outcome of the case. 7. All physical evidence and witnesses found in the case but not made physically available for trial are unavailable and their availability may not be questioned. 8. Whether a team introduces, uses, and moves the physical exhibits into evidence is entirely optional, but all physical exhibits must be available at trial for either side to use. And 9. Teams should not argue for hyper-technical interpretations of the rules, especially when designed to embarrass others. And that's it. On behalf of CRF OC and myself, we hope that you enjoy your volunteer experience. Above all, please remember that the aim of this program is to provide a fun, educational, and rewarding experience for the student participants. It is entirely possible that one of the students who participates in the mock trial program in the round you are scoring will go on to law school, become a member of the bar, and possibly even a judge on our bench. You make a tremendous impact on them, and your efforts are very greatly appreciated. On behalf of the mock trial teams, coaches, CRF, OC, and myself, Thank you for giving your time and effort to this program.